All right, speaking with Louis Powell, 1986 grad of Aledo High School. Exciting day open house for downtown Aledo with some of these building projects. Many questions about the old Mercer Carnegie Library. Mm-hmm. High Tech Small Town is the name of the endeavor. Can you kind of explain to the listening audience what's going to go on in this building?
Sure. High Tech Small Town is a nonprofit organization that was created with the intention of helping to create economic revitalization in rural towns with technology jobs. So what we're doing in Aledo is working to create technology awareness, working with high school to create dual enrollment job or dual enrollment classes and technology training, and then creating tech employment opportunities at the library. So High Tech Small Town is not employing anybody, but what we're doing is working with employers to create an opportunity for rural technology jobs to exist in Aledo, Illinois, by creating a technology co-working space that can employ those jobs. And so we've partnered with one company, which is a company I work with, called PK out of Portland, Oregon, and we have one employee who started last week. We've got two more that are starting soon, and then hopefully we'll be adding more employees from PK and other companies, and our intentions are to have 20 to 30 technologists working out of the tech center, and then hopefully overflow that into them starting their own locations in other places around town. And starting to create a bit of a movement in Aledo.
So that when you speak of the movement and you talk about rural communities and creating high-tech jobs, you're dealing with, you know, overcoming maybe some infrastructure obstacles and hurdles. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of the key things that is happening here with this endeavor, I'm assuming.
Yeah. This facility and the thing that would be stopping most small towns from employing tech jobs is what we're offering here at the Tech Center. It's that idea that you've got a location that's fit for technology jobs, ready to go, has the furniture, has the high-speed internet, has the cappuccino machine, and is all ready to be used, and you can just set an employee in there, and it's an easy decision to make. So we've really lowered the bar for a company to make a choice to put an employee in Aledo.
All right, what is your pull back here, I guess, a 1986 grad of Aledo that lives in the Memphis, Tennessee area? Here's a guy that could say, well, I'm going to come back and I'll visit my family members, but then to kind of sink your teeth back into it. A little bit about just why do you want to do something like this? Is it hometown means something to you?
Yeah. You know, I've been a technology entrepreneur for about 25 years, and I have created some really great connections with tech companies and employers across the nation, and I just feel like I'm in a position at this point in my career to give back to my community. I love Aledo. I love being a small town guy, and just an opportunity to give back.
So tell us a little bit about the reaction that you've received today during the open house. I'm talking to you in the 6 o'clock hour on Friday night, so this has been going on for 3 hours. So what has been kind of the back and forth that you've had with people visiting the old Mercer Carnegie Library building?
Yeah. Oh, so first, just an overwhelming response at the quality of the work that WJ and Krista did in renovating the buildings, and just the quality of the renovation is just incredible. If you didn't get a chance to see it, it's amazing. And the second thing is just the appreciation for the fact that we're actually doing something to bring jobs and to bring something new to Aledo, and to see a little bit of life being created where we've seen so much attrition.
And then can you speak to the partnership you're developing with Mercer County School District and DeVry with not only this? I mean, you've presented to them about what you're hoping to accomplish there with dual enrollment type of situation.
Yeah, we're pursuing that. Right now I don't have approval to talk about it publicly.
That's fine. So. Yeah. The only other question I want to ask you, so you're involved in another piece of property downtown. Mm-hmm. People call it the Gun Report building. So tell us a little, can you give us a hint at what some of the plans are for that building?
Yeah, I mean, our first intention was, you know, just to save the building. You just look at it and say, you know, if we don't do something, you know, their intention for that building, just like the library here, was we recommend you just knock it down. But after you get into the project, you realize the building can be saved, and it's actually a really great old building. So we're seeking, you know, retail for the front, so it's going to be rentable, and we're hoping to put some Airbnb type apartments on the second floor, and have no plans for the third floor at this point.
And the other big question I get on that building is, what about the mural on the south side? Can you speak to what the plans are potentially there?
Yeah. We are already talking to the city. We're hoping they're going to take the new branding that they've come up with and have that company come up with a design that we would, after we get the building, you know, tuck pointed and painted, we would love for them to put a Welcome to Aledo back on the side of that building and let that continue to be an identity for the city.
So it will be potentially then a different design than what it is now with the mural?
Well, yeah. I mean, unfortunately, that is going to have to go away, because that mural goes across plywood that's going over windows. So all of those windows are going to be pulled out and replaced with new windows all the way full height. So there won't be an opportunity to paint over the top of them. So we will be removing the Welcome to Aledo as it is today, but we'll be taking advantage of this opportunity to use the new branding for the city.
All right. And just finally, you know, kind of how we start our conversation. So high tech, small town, The importance for that from an image standpoint, maybe for some young kids, you know, you're a 1986 grad of Aledo, of giving, you know, kids an opportunity maybe to stay in rural community and do something like that, where they think, well, that's, you know, I got to go to Chicago, suburban Chicago, St. Louis, Indianapolis, wherever. But now maybe I can seek some of those opportunities in Aledo. Is that something that you're really looking for some of these young people in this county and in this community?
Oh, absolutely. There's an intentionality about that. We're recruiting from colleges right now just so we can get started. But the intention is to cultivate talent right here in Aledo, to take the bright kids that are growing up in our community, to get them excited about technology, and, you know, the young folks that love their rural community and being near family and friends and continuing to live here, but want to have that, you know, tech career where they can earn $50,000 to $150,000 working remotely in a rural community. We're trying to make those real opportunities.